Welcome back to Gardenia's Garden Podcast. I like to share these words with you, written by Mahatma Gandhi. He wrote this concerning lessons from Open Mind. It simply says, keep your thoughts positive, because your thoughts become your words. Keep your behavior positive, because your behavior become your habits. Keep your habits positive, because your habits become your values. Keep your values positive, because your values become your destiny. Proverbs 20:37 tells us that as a man thinketh, so shall he be. As a man thinketh, so shall he be. You will always act like the person you think you are. In other words, a man thinks within his heart, and his actions reflect what he is thinking. Also, it is a reflection of yourself as how others see you. So our thoughts are critical to our actions. We hear a lot about skill sets nowadays. But I like to know, what is your mindset? What does your mind produce? What is the fruit of your heart, your mind? You know, the United Negro College Fund has a slogan that is not lost on millions of us. We hear it year after year because it has to do with health and wellness. The slogan says, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. It is meant to condition a person to think educationally, physically, and spiritually. One of the more popular songs in our time has been one written by Michael Jackson, called Man in the Mirror. He says, I'm asking him to change his ways. No message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make the change. You got to get it right while you got the time. Because when you close your mind, then you're closing your heart. That is what he's saying. When I close my mind, I'm closing my heart. And the condition of my heart will make a difference in my world, in our world. So what is your mindset? Gandhi says, your mind will determine your destiny. Your mind will reflect your destiny. If my mind is closed to the great possibilities of what I can accomplish, I've started a path downward, not upward, but downward. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That is speaking to us about attitude. What type of attitude do you have? Do you have an attitude of humbleness? An attitude that you think of others? That you're concerned not only about yourself, but of others? Is it a mindset of selfishness, willing to make impressions on others? Is it a mindset that geared toward being more powerful, that you glorify self or glorify man? What is your mindset? My grandmother used to say to us that a man is known by the company he keeps. Think about it. The company you keep. It says something about an individual. It says something about their state, about their environment, about their destiny. Some of the words from Michael Jackson's song says, I'm going to make a change for once in my life. It's going to feel real good. Going to make a difference. Going to make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their needs? And he goes on to say, I've been a victim of a selfish kind of love. It's time that I realize that there are some with no home, not a nickel to loan. Could it really be me pretending that they're not alone? A willow deeply scarred, somebody's broken heart, and a washed out dream. They follow the pattern of the wind, you see, 'cause you got no place to be. That's why I'm starting with me. Where are you going to start? How are we going to reflect the best of ourselves in this world? As the pandemic seemingly pass over. Yes, we have other obstacles, other issues to consider as individuals, as families, as communities. How are you going to build back better? How are you going to be a church and not half church? Be the church and not just half church. We have great opportunities to reflect our mindset, to reflect the gifts, to produce good fruit. Began with the man in the mirror. Your destiny depends on your mindset. Your destiny depends on your mind. Your mind is the heart, your soul, your inner being. What is your mindset? You may have to leave some others behind. Change your company, because they may be the ones that are continuing to pull you down. Remember, keep your thoughts positive, because your thoughts become your words. Keep your behavior positive, because your behavior becomes your habits. Keep your habits positive, because your habits become your values. Keep your values positive, because your values become your destiny. From Gardenia Garden Podcast. Stay safe.